Assalamu alaikum, everyone. My name is Muhi Khwaja with the Muslim Philanthropy Podcast at American Muslim Community Foundation. Today we have on Alfred Tardell from Moors for America, and he's been nominated as an outstanding philanthropist. So welcome to the show and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Proud to be here.
So tell people a little bit more about yourself, where you're located, and give some background on Moors for America.
Outstanding. Well, I am Alfred Tardell. I'm 42 years young. I reside in New Jersey. I am a master electrician by trade. I have over 20 plus years in the field. And my current professional capacity today is the executive administrator for Moorish Science University. This is a school that I founded in 2009. And the school is actually in its final phase to becoming an accredited digital learning platform with with a self-accredited curriculum that's supported by NASA, actually. So I'm very proud to be one of the founders of this school, and it's taken quite some time to get it to where it is now. But I have some college background experience. I currently hold an associate's degree in telecommunications. I worked for Verizon for almost 10 years. I helped roll out the whole fiber optic platform. And right now, I'm currently serve as the Secretary General for MECRO, which stands for Moorish Economic Cultural Representative Organization. And as you mentioned, Moors for America is our initiative. And so Moors for America actually embodies the idea and the concept that one day Moors will cast a free national ballot here in America under the constitution of the state's government and not under granted privileges as has been for so many generations.
Thank you for sharing that. And for those that are maybe unfamiliar with kind of the background of Moors, can you share a little bit more in terms of, the Moorish American community and the community that you represent?
Outstanding. Yes. So my nationality is Moorish American, and I am a Moorish American because I am a descendant of Moroccans, but born here in America. And so many of the misnomered citizens that go by, that may self-identify as Negro, colored, Black, or African American, prior to 1779, their official political designation was known as Moors. And so during the time period of slavery, 1779 to 1865, is when the terms or the badges from slavery ensued, such as Negro, colored, and Black. And so in 1913, a man by the name of Noble Drew Ali founded an organization called the Moorish Science Temple of America. And he started a movement known as the Moorish Divine and National Movement. And this movement was established for the uplifting of fallen humanity. And so how did he begin to uplift the Moorish Americans? Well, by teaching them to be themselves. He taught them what their nationality was, what their divine creed is, and what their birthrights are. What is really interesting about this community and its founder is that after 1865, and given the understanding that the doctrine of discovery is what held weight here in Americas regarding Christianity. Well, Noble Drew Ali was the first individual who established an organization that embodied the principles and the creed of Islam here in America. Mm-hmm. So it actually has the blueprint, the DNA for most other Islamic organizations to come afterwards. So very, very interesting fact.
Yeah, definitely. As you know, somebody who is, I have a degree in history, and have passion for like nonprofit organizations and institutions, and kind of seeing the intersectionality of Islam in America, this is a really interesting component of that story. So I'm really glad to learn a little bit more and provide you the opportunity to share with our listeners about that as well. You know, this category of outstanding philanthropist, it's meant for people who, you know, give of their time, of their treasures, of their talent, of their testimony. And some of the work that you do, whether it's with the homeless or less fortunate, or just promoting volunteerism in the community, having programs that uplift your community as well. Can you share a little bit more about why you're so passionate about giving back?
Most of my own personal accomplishments are really that of what my team and the organization has accomplished. We set goals based on changes we see we need to make in ourselves mm-hmm. and within our community. As it is said, be the change you want to see. So we want to see better citizenry, especially amongst the Asiatics of North America who are of Moorish descent. For over 10 years now, I really had no idea what we did and what we are doing would even be recognized or considered by some as philanthropy. I just seen a need in the community,
right?
And not just the Moorish community, because I wasn't raised as a Moorish American, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is something that within the last 15 years I've been made aware of to come to understand regarding certain civics engagement. I was able to better understand my political capacity,
mm-hmm.
but I was raised to understand that I didn't have a nationality and that I only come from slaves. So that was one of the most pinnacle points I can say that drove me to wanting to find more about myself so that I can also share that with my community.
And in terms of just, you know, helping the community in terms of leading this school, which is now having like online accreditation, what are ways in which you're hoping to you know, expand beyond the New Jersey community? I see that you guys had a conference planned for Philadelphia and other places. So what are some of the programs and outcomes that you guys are hoping to achieve?
Outstanding. Well, Micro stands behind the initiative for Moors for America. The aim is to raise the awareness about the Moorish diaspora here in America. The goal is for Moors in America is to promote civics and economic engagement. And the overall current initiative is that civics and financial literacy must be taught. It says a strong free press is our greatest weapon, or our greatest weapon is a strong free press. So the media is an avenue in order to utilize to spread the message among those in my local community and abroad. Although you know, I'm here in New Jersey, my work has spread over to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. In the last 2 years, something very interesting has happened. The Moorish community raised the Moroccan flag, and this is the first time that's ever been done to my knowledge. But 2 years straight, we raised the Moroccan flag in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And for 2 years straight, the mayor in Philadelphia has provided us with a proclamation. And in the language of the proclamation, it specifically spells out honoring the residents of Philadelphia and throughout the United States of America, those who are the descendants of the Moroccan Empire. That was a big thing, because we also had that event archived at the the Historical Society of Pennsylvania. So we literally did make history, you know. And so the school will serve as a platform to really, really help embody those Islamic principles, help embody the necessary civics that's needed, because education is key.
I think one of the interesting historical facts about the relationship between Morocco and the United States is that the King of Morocco, when America received its sovereignty from Britain, was the first country to acknowledge America's sovereignty, and it was a Muslim king. So, you know, there's a long-standing history there between Morocco, Islam, America, all from the founding of this country. And I think, you know, your importance and focus on civics is really important for the community. There's a lot to learn from there. And seeing the historical moments you've achieved in Philadelphia, but also in the city of Trenton, you know, you've been also proclaimed the Moorish American Week. So tell us a little bit more about that as well.
Oh, wow. Yes. So, okay. So, all right. Well, that's pretty interesting. Wow. How'd you find out about that? Okay. All right. So yes, then I can remember as far as back as 2012, City Hall, Trenton, New Jersey. City Hall supported the Moorish American community. Every year since 2012, we have been raising the flag at City Hall, and City Hall has honored us by helping us to promote what's called Moorish American Week, which is from January 8th through January 15th. They lead the flag up during that time, and also during that time, we have been known to call the Adan from the steps every day.
Wow.
So that was also awesome. I think in 2018, we did it during the month of Ramadan.
Beautiful.
In which we called the Adan from the steps. And so I think we had if I'm pronouncing this correctly, a Hafa?
Not sure.
Okay. One who could recite the Quran from
Hafiz.
Hafiz. Yes. Who came out and blessed us with the opening.
Beautiful.
Of the prayer. And it was awesome. We watch bystanders just stop and just give a salute to that. But yes, since 2012, we've certainly been doing that in the city of Trenton. We have such lovely support from the officials in the city of Trenton. And I'm surprised you know about it. Yeah, so that's a marvelous thing. Yes, thank you.
Alhamdulillah. You know, I think, is there anything else you'd like to share with us before we close out?
Yes, please. Yeah. But our latest initiative, Moors for America, along in association with Moor Talk TV, help produce our latest initiative, which is called An Introduction to the Moorish Congress. We shot this was a short film, and it was shot in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania at Carpenter's Hall, which is the meeting place for the First Continental Congress.
Right.
And so this was very, very interesting. Where we did it, the backdrop for that was in the same meeting rooms as the Continental Congress met. And so we were able to use that as our movie set. And hopefully others can get to view it. You can see it. I'll be sure to send you the link so you can post it later. But it is supposed to be available on Amazon Prime in a few days to come now, so that'll be awesome. People will be able to see it there. But I have a Facebook link in which they can see it. But it embodied the principles of love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. And what it was supposed to do is promote civic engagement and foster better citizenry in America. And I think we hit that target.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to watching it. And really, again, thank you and congratulations on this nomination. We look forward to hosting you at our annual symposium on November 14th, and looking forward to you and having your community members attend as well.
Outstanding. Thank you kindly. I appreciate the opportunity.
Likewise. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.